How do you think
you guys handled tonight in front of the crowd and kind of building off that Texas win?
We handled it real well. We was playing as a team, and Coach Deeb has been hard on us for the past, like, 3 or 4 days on just key things about the game that we should be doing and following. So we took real, like, we paid a lot of attention and, like, did it in drills, and it paid off on the court.
Yeah, like Aaron said, the past couple of days, you probably would have thought we're coming off a loss the way that, you know, we're practicing. So we're just coming in with an edge, and then, you know, as the crowd goes, you know, all of us, we played in front of big crowds. You know, Aaron come from Kentucky, and Micah being a national championship game. So we've all, you know, kind of been used to crowds. So.
Don't forget you. Who's that dude?
Yeah.
What was it that Coach Dealer was really harping on in practice?
Really just limiting our turnovers. Getting on the glass and, you know, just going on to the next win. That's one thing, just to keep our edge is really the main thing.
For both of you guys, it probably wasn't the debuts you would have liked. Foul trouble obviously disrupted the flow the last week against Texas, but what did you guys take out of your individual performances against Texas and then able to respond in a bigger way today on the stat sheet?
A win? I don't really look at this, like, my stats. I just look at the overall, because, like, without the team, there wouldn't be nothing. So I feel like it's all about the team. So I ain't really look at my stats or look at anybody else's stats. I just looked at that W column.
Yeah, so kind of the same thing, just kind of fleshing that game. You know, we won it. So, you know, win or loss, you want to just flesh the game, go on to the next one. So, you know, my family just told me to keep going on to the next game. Don't worry about that one. Do the best you can next game. So.
Aaron, I know you said you don't look at your individual stats, but you were 1 point off a career high tonight. Just what was working for you on the offensive end of the floor?
My teammates and them giving me the opportunity to score. So I wouldn't be able to score without the ball. And I got a good point guard, and I got good players on the team. So just them being there.
They were setting you up for opportunities at a lot of different areas of the floor. You took some threes. You drove to the rim. What about this offense, I guess, opens up your skill set?
We just play fast, and we just let each other play. I ain't gonna lie. It's a lot of free flow in the game. So we just, once you get that ball, you pass it up, you're going, you're flying. So that's probably the main thing I like about this team. And we play a lot of defense.
How satisfied are you both with the depth in the front court, particularly on the defensive end? Seems like when you guys both go out, someone like Evan could come in the game and just take your place.
I mean, yeah, that's one good thing about this team. You know, we have a lot of depth, guards and forwards, so whenever one of us two need a break or we're getting foul trouble, we know we got Dev and Evan and AP Vine all come in and do their job. And we go at it every day in practice, so it helps them a lot.
Yeah. Going on the depth, how happy were you to see some of the younger guys, like freshmen, Braylon came in, hit a three, and Colin came in too?
Yes.
Hey, man, that was my favorite part of the game. You guys, it was a little celebration. He said, he told us he was going to do it, so I didn't believe him. But right when he made it, he knew he was going to do it.
He did it. He's done. Yeah.
So those guys, they wait on their opportunity. That's good. I'm happy that they got it.
Aaron, to start the game the way you did, you had a bucket on the first possession. I think two possessions later, you hit a three. When you do get your offense going early like that, how does that change the flow of the game for you and for the team?
It just gets real, real competitive because, like, I'm a competitor. I like to win. So my main goal is to win, regardless of if it's me scoring, me blocking a shot, me rebounding. Whatever I got to do for this team, I do it. So basically, I just got going.
Sean, for you, once you started to see things going in a more positive way, how does that change your game? How does that change what this team can do when you're contributing offensively the way that you were?
I mean, really just, you know, helps me relax out there, you know, not be so nervous and things like that. But, you know, just getting into the flow of the game, you know, the Bruce, Michi, they always come in and talk to me, just calming me down and telling me to stay focused. And then Coach Diebler is always in my ear helping me out. So just having good teammates and coaches to, you know, encourage me really helps.
Are you an anxious guy? You seem kind of chill.
Nah, I'm a chill guy. Yeah, I'm chill. I'm
good. Real chill guy.
Thanks, fellas.
You guys talked about, how you guys are both from bigger conferences and coming into Ohio State now. Is there anything in particular you guys are looking forward to on Friday?
I mean, you know, that's just playing in big-time games. That's why we came here. We knew the schedule when we're getting recruited, and these are the games that we came here to play in, so we're super excited to go in that environment and play against a really good team.